Congress will return next week following their July 4th recess. Both the House and Senate have big-ticket items to tackle upon their return. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, talks about how those items could affect the next farm bill.
On the to-do list in the House when they come back next week will be to try to figure out a path forward for the House budget resolution. And the House budget resolution will have a significant impact and bearing on the House Agriculture Committee and any potential cuts that they have to achieve as part of the next farm bill. So this is something that Chairman Conaway on the House Ag Committee has been very focused on trying to make sure he's not required to make cuts that are going to make it difficult, if not impossible, for his committee to approve a farm bill that meets the needs of production agriculture and rural America.
On the Senate side,
they are focused on trying to find a path forward on the health care repeal and replace bill. Their efforts to move that legislation before the July 4th break were not successful, and so that will be the main focus of the Senate when they return for their July work period. At this point, progress on a lot of these big-ticket items within Congress, like health care, tax reform, and the budget and appropriations process, is moving relatively slow and is likely to delay legislative progress on a lot of other issues, including potentially the farm bill.
However, both the House and Senate Ag Committees are continuing their work to be prepared to move on the 2018 farm bill as soon as possible.
In the House, that includes a number of farm bill listening sessions that will be held across the country. The first one of those was held recently in Florida, and other listening sessions are being planned for later this summer and potentially into the fall in other regions. And then in the Senate, they are continuing their series of hearings in D.C. that are focused on specific titles and areas within the farm bill, and those are expected to continue for the remainder of the summer and potentially into the fall as well, as both committees are ramping up their work to be in a position to enact a new farm bill on time, hopefully before the current farm bill expires in the fall of 2018.